Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This hour is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911.
Foot.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago. Inside the
locker room.
That's right. It's time for this original show we call Inside the Locker Room. It is with Rahimi Harris and Grody because Mike Grody went inside the locker room on 670 The Score yesterday. Mark, you decided to go up to Hallis Hall.
I did. On Saturday, I took a spin through the locker room. I was in attendance for Ben Johnson. There weren't many of us there, which made for a slightly looser connection with Ben, which we will get to in just a moment.
More info. Yeah, and there's more breaking news, actually. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Padres manager Mike Schilt is retired. He decided to step away, and he issued a letter talking about him retiring as Padres manager, and this is one of the quotes. "The grind of the baseball season has taken a severe toll on me mentally, physically, and emotionally. While it has always been about serving others, it is time I take care of myself and exit on my terms."
At age 57, like, you could probably, like, age-wise, you could probably keep going. But you know what?
Absolutely.
That's refreshing to hear somebody just admit that instead of the lame old, "I want to spend more time with my family" answer.
Well, I'm sure he's going to spend more time with his family.
I'm sure he will, and that's great. But I'm just saying, like, good for you to be honest about it, man. It is a grind.
Well, and he's probably right about the emotional part, too. Think about, you know, you come to Chicago for three games, and you see how that went down. Like, it is hard. It is hard when you've got that pressure and you're in the same division as the Dodgers. And, you know, he was the 2019 Manager of the Year.
The
like,
cards.
That's worth noting here.
Yeah.
183 and 141 as a manager in San Diego. And, of course, the Padres, they did win 90 games this season to get in the playoffs. But, of course, they finished second in the NL West because the Dodgers exist.
Bears.
The Dodgers are inevitable, as we have found out.
That's my team.
Getting... Mark picked the sleeper teams of the Dodgers and the Yankees to go to the World Series.
Yep, I was wrong about
Sometimes
the Yankees.
Sometimes sleepers don't make it. That's what happened to the Yankees.
Truth. Now they have to win, right? You know, nobody wants to see Milwaukee advancing any farther than that. Go Dodgers.
Such old hat.
So now let's go back to our originally scheduled segment, Inside the Locker Room with Mark Grody. Because, yeah, going to Hallis Hall on a Saturday is a savvy little move.
It was. And it was like, do I do it? Yeah, I want to do it. There's some things that I was poking around about I wanted to check out. And I was rewarded because Ben Johnson was just loose. And shout out to the other reporters that were out there. There weren't many of us. So here we go. Part two of Inside the Locker Room. We did some of this at 1025 as well with Theo Benedet and Ben Johnson, if you want to check that out. But let me take you to Montez Sweat, who so far this year, 11 tackles, just the one quarterback sack. The Bears have five quarterback sacks.
Lots to
this
choose
year.
From.
Please get more.
Yeah.
Can you guys get more? I would be really happy.
It would be real neat if they did that. And Washington's defense, of course, leads the league in sacks. But whatever. Montez Sweat.
But here's a stat that makes you look at the game differently.
Yeah. Montez Sweat used to play for the Commanders, and he still needs more sacks, like I said.
I know it's been a couple of years now, but how do you feel about going back to Washington, the team from which you came?
Yeah, I'm pretty much past that era. It's all about just getting wins right now.
You won't be feeling that when you go to D.C.?
Yeah, not necessarily. A lot of fun years there, a lot of history there, but no, I'm not really focused on that right now.
You talked about how it's a new defense, new coordinator, new players. How close do you think you are to striking, getting to the quarterback, the team getting to the quarterback? Do you guys feel like you're closer in that regard?
Yeah, we're just getting better each and every week. We're still getting our feet wet in the defense, learning a new scheme, and everybody as a whole is still honing in on it. So, but yeah, looking forward to it.
When you get starters back like Kyler and TJ, even though they're not on the defensive line, how does that impact the pass rush?
It impacts it a little bit. It impacts the what type of calls we can call and things like that. Kyler's a great blitzer. Sometimes we can call his number, but yeah, it impacts a lot.
What's your evaluation of Jaden Daniels? What makes him effective in your eyes?
Yeah, he's a dual threat QB. He can run, pass. He's pretty poised in the pocket. He makes good decisions. He's very involved in their run game.
And that's why you got to be on the lookout for Jaden Daniels, because he's one of those dudes who, just when you think you got him and Montez Sweat is bearing down for a sack, he slips away from Sweat or whomever and runs for 27 yards.
Oh, it's true. He can turn an avoided sack into an explosive play.
Yes.
Yeah, he can go from one extreme to another in a single snap.
One of my favorite things about listening to Montez Sweat is remembering that he had 5.5 sacks last year, which was down from the year before, but one of those sacks was of Jaden Daniels. And the fact that he got Jaden Daniels, the fact that TJ Edwards got Jaden Daniels, I could start to imagine a world in which the Bears get to the quarterback tonight.
Who do you think is going to have a sack tonight for the Bears? Both of
ooh,
you.
If I had to put like someone at the top of the...
Yeah. Is it Sweat? Are you thinking about Sweat, maybe?
It better be.
Okay.
How about that?
All right. Yes, Layla?
Oh, I'm rubbing Layla. My hands together evilly. I think it's going to be Kyler Gordon.
Oh, I like
safety
that.
Safety blitz. Dennis Allen's going to be like, oh, you're back? You want to really be back? Let's dial up a little corner blitz action. Let's get a little weird with our blitz packages from the secondary, especially if Deebo Samuel's out. I dare you to throw that ball. No, I don't. Psych. Here's Gordon from the outside. Go get him.
Okay, so I like...
That is unhinged.
I'm like
sorry I went there.
No. You're good.
I blacked out.
I love that, actually, Kyler Gordon. If all three of those guys got a sack, I'd be happy. But here's my question, Mark Grody. How are we feeling about all these healthy Bears, and all of a sudden you're looking at the active list, inactive list? Is there a possibility that an Austin Booker type could be
interesting? Like
active?
I didn't.
Oh yeah, the practice window.
It's not inconceivable. I was surprised that he kept popping up on that injury report, said full, ready to go. And I was like earlier in the week on Take the North, TTN, which Layla will be on tonight.
Yeah,
I'm on
TTN tonight.
I was saying there's very little chance that we're going to see Austin Booker or Travis Homer, but now it's like 50-50. Like maybe you do see them.
Not only is it 50-50, he was full participant Thursday, he was full participant Friday, and he was full participant Saturday.
I'm not used to seeing guys when that 20-day window opens.
They just get right back to it.
I haven't seen enough of that from the. But again,
because he's just a baby. They're young. They heal.
Oh,
he's just a
baby.
I just want Booker to follow up what he did in the preseason this year, as opposed to last year when he didn't follow up the goodness that he had. So maybe
where he splashed and flashed during
segment,
the preseason, and disappeared in the regular season.
That's right.
This episode of Inside the Locker Room is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? Call the plumbing professionals. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Here's a spicy meatball for you two.
Yeah.
I like spicy.
Kyra Santos is a full participant all 3 days of practice, but is listed as questionable. Why is he listed as questionable? It says right thigh. Well, you can't say the left thigh, right? Because if you said the left thigh, I'd be like, well, what does it matter?
Yeah, bro.
Is this
come on,
a sneaky way of having his challenger kick and not him?
Kick the ball. The backup, by the way, whose name is literally escaping me right now, Mooney or something like that, the backup kicker, has been sitting by his locker every day that I have been in the Bears locker room.
Do you think he wants somebody to ask him a question?
It's not maybe. Patrick Mooney, is it?
No. Jake Mooney. Did
Jake
I get the last
Mooney.
Name right?
Moody.
Oh, look
Moody.
At me.
Jake Moody,
Moody
yeah.
Not Mooney. Moody.
Oh, man. Almost
Patrick
look at
Mooney's
me.
Kicking?
Like you.
That's what I heard.
Darnell Mooney.
Yeah.
He doesn't even need a name.
Darnell Wright.
Patrick Mooney is the writer for The Athletic who covers the Cubs.
Oh, Darnell Wright playing, but he will be playing with, as he told us, in the locker room, he's going to have a little brace on that elbow. So he's got to deal with that.
Oh, just like
things.
The State Farm commercial with Meghan Trainor, and where she's like, that's not Patrick Mahomes tells her that's not where that brace goes.
Is this the one that Ray wore where every time you moved your elbow, you were like...
It's similar. It was more heavy duty for sure, but I did have the robo arm one summer recently. But that's one of the top NFL commercials, in my opinion, of this football season. The Meghan Trainor State Farm commercial.
It's not that float business.
No, it's not. That thing's that's terrible.
I like the float commercial. I was like, okay, I get it.
What's the float commercial?
Oh, God. We don't have time.
You did this to yourself.
We don't have time.
Okay.
I just, when you watch it, just realize that it's AI because self-respecting humans didn't want to be a part of it.
Drewski's in it.
Drewski gets paid. Oh. I don't fault Drewski for because he makes some money.
When you guys abandoned me on Friday, Gabe Ramirez was in here.
I had a marathon meeting.
I was out of town.
Oh, yeah.
You were both on the show.
Yeah.
No one abandoned you. That's the worst abandonment ever.
You've abandoned your grody. So we did talk about, Gabe and I talked about nor'easters because nor'easters are fun to talk about. We don't get nor'easters here.
There's nothing fun.
Yeah, no, they're fun to talk about. Nor'easters are fun to talk about.
They trap people in their homes. They flood and snow too much.
Hey, we get tornadoes around here, okay? You know what I'm saying? Tornadoes.
It's a winter storm. It's just a winter storm. That's all it is.
That's what a nor'easter is?
The better equivalent is that we get winter storms. Theirs are just, okay. It's the nor'easter describes the pattern of the storm and how it floats up the northeast coast because of the rotation of the storm.
Oh, so now you're a meteorologist.
I'm a meteorologist like I'm a football player. I can casually look at a play and see how it forms.
And also, she's worked with local meteorologists for the majority of her career because that's what we both have. We have a background in local
He went to a whole meteorological school.
What you did? They do in Mississippi. Mississippi State where a lot of people get their little certifications and degrees.
What's the worst weather thing that happens in Mississippi?
The nor'easter, though, the thing that sucks is that because it sucks up all the water and the moisture from the ocean, then that's why it gets really intense.
Gets
so
dumped.
That's why we don't have them, because we don't have an ocean.
Correct.
And as far as the worst thing that happens, it would be tornadoes, but not the kind of tornadoes you're thinking about.
Hurricane.
No, well, bottom of Mississippi, yes.
But yeah.
Those hurricanes get to where I was in Mississippi or Alabama, and then tornadoes spout off from the hurricanes, and they are deadly.
You guys are smart weather people.
We're used to having to deal with natural disasters.
So it's funny that we're going from that to what I'm about to play.
Well,
you guys.
We were having fun with nor'easters, and I was like, no, we're not.
Well,
I had to mob that real quick.
I need to, again, take you guys backstage. Everybody listening today, you're very privileged to be listening to what you're about to hear here right now, because you are going to hear the moments before Ben Johnson walks in. There is nor'easter talk going on, led by me, and I think I was annoying my colleagues in the room, because you'll hear Jason.
I'm sure you were.
You will hear Jason say something to the effect of, "You're the only one talking about nor'easters in here." That's what you're going to hear.
I'll tell you what nobody's talking about.
Yeah. So you got to listen kind of carefully, but I kind of gave you what it is. But then you'll hear a real question that I asked Ben Johnson. So here it is: nor'easter background talk, and then I bring it to Ben Johnson.
We're talking about nor'easters right now.
You're talking about nor'easters.
In all seriousness, is the weather something that you guys are thinking about?
We always have to think about that. It always goes in the equation for the kicking game, certainly. It goes into the game for our entire team in terms of when you're talking about the proper shoes, because if the field's going to not be the quite as much traction as normal, we need to make sure we have the right footwear on. And then, you know, it'll be potentially the first time I've been around this crew and some rain. You know, I know we got to get used to playing in the elements. It's going to be a big deal for us come December and January. And so it'll be good. I kind of hope that we do get some elements. I mean, that's what the good Lord made football for, I think, is play outside and get to experience that. So,
it surprised me a little bit that you'd say that, just because of the way you run offense and the exactness that can occur within an offense, but it's the opposite.
Yeah, no, I think it just adds another layer to the game that it can give you the edge if you use it properly. So, you know, we'll be prepared for it if the conditions are kind of sideways for us.
Use your nor'easter to your benefit.
This episode of Nor'easter Talk is brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great.
That weather doesn't sound like it's going to be great, number one. Number two, I can tell you the field surface is Bermuda grass at Northwest Stadium. Just thought we'd throw that in there since we're going full in on the weather.
Which the Bears have, by the way.
Yes.
And it's their best
hybrid, right? Flues.
Shout out to Bermuda. Yo, what's up with this Bermuda?
I want to punch it in the face.
I thought
except
it was a
the opposite. You want to have it.
What?
I thought it was a hybrid of soldiers and not a hybrid.
I thought it was Bermuda.
Yeah. I think it's the Bermuda. It was honestly, it was Matt Eberflus when he came in.
What was it before?
He was responsible. Look, the sod Indica. Has been the field, the Soldier Field has been an issue for decades. And Matt Eberflus, I remember when it went in, I remember doing sidelines and Cole Kmet literally walking down there and saying, "This is the best I've ever felt Soldier Field in my life."
It's Kentucky bluegrass and rye blend.
That's what the Bears have now?
Yes.
Rye blend.
That's
what Isn't that what Layla drinks after work?
Well, I don't think so.
Oh, hell no. Rye tastes like gasoline.
Really?
Oh, but also, my God. I have no ability for that. I could barely drink bourbon.
That's like wealthy people stuff,
it
too.
Sounds
no,
like,
it's so powerful.
Is it?
It's
oh, really?
Like rye and scotch and all that. Oh, my gosh.
Mm. Also, it sounds like Ben Johnson thinks he can run the ball because that's
so.
What the conditions would
think
lead
that's what
me
he was
to believe.
Trying
I mean,
to tell
what
me?
Else? What else are you trying to say when you say we hope we get some of those conditions where you can't throw the ball that well?
You're right. It makes me think that he knows that they're not the better team.
Wait,
playing.
Did you guys?
Good Lord,
did you
made football four? I think.
In my random swim through football yesterday, did you guys pay attention to that Seahawks game? Because the wind was a factor in that game.
The Seahawks. I was more into the Mariners game, if we're talking Seattle sports.
The only Hawks I was thinking about is the Blackhawks, who I hope they get their first win of the season tonight.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
I think the wind was also a factor in that Rams and Ravens game. Was it Jared Goff you talked about? Somebody talked about the wind will affect your game more than rain will.
Caleb Williams said that at one point. Yep. No doubt. Yeah, I mean, you don't, like, as a quarterback, man. That's why I was surprised. That's why I said what I said to Ben Johnson. Like, to be a quarterback-driven offense, like he's asking for the elements, that surprised me. I stand by it.
Guys, do we have time to One hear more? About the Terry McLaurin discussion? I feel like it's valid to tonight. No?
Yes, let's squeeze it in.
All right, here we go.
Squeeze!
By the way, yes, this does involve Jason Leisure as well, because, again, Jason Leisure got into it playfully with Ben Johnson earlier this year on Ben Johnson being tight-lipped about players, and why can't you just tell us, are you really going to have an advantage? Well, here is Ben Johnson on finding out that Terry McLaurin is not playing for the Commanders.
And we'll see whether or not they have McLaurin or not, but you know they got a number of speed guys. They had this rookie that Lane that he's made an impact on special teams immediately, and you can see his speed translate to offense as well. So they've got weapons all over the place over there.
Oh, McLaurin's out. Their coach told their reporters, yeah. He didn't make them wait for the injury report.
That must be nice.
as you stepped into
so now we can make our adjustments.
I know. Look at the advantage you know.
So it was really out of front.
What a mistake by Dan.
I like it.
I tell you, it was worth it, Ray.
See, he dances the dance with you all.
That was definitely worth playing.
Jalen Lane is the guy he was talking about, too. He's a punt returner, 6 catches for 45 yards.
Now you can make your adjustment.
Wow.
Isn't Ben just great? Isn't he great?
I want him to stay this way. The problem is sometimes they start this way and then they realize.
Exactly what I said.
He hasn't been broken yet.
Exactly what I said to some reporters out there.
Never change, Ben. Never change.
No.
You know, we'll just continue our sports adjacent territory here, if you will, and bring in our friend Russ Dorsey. Let's get his thoughts on the breaking news of the day regarding Mike Schilt and the Padres. And oh, by the way, let's react some more to the Cubs and Brewers game that ended the season last weekend. We'll do it all with Russ Dorsey, our friend, the insider at Yahoo Sports. That's next on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
Counts, you've probably seen everything from your time in baseball, but when you watch a 15-inning elimination game the night before your elimination game, does that make you more or less anxious?
That's a great question.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
And while it may not be sexy watching it, especially during the postseason, you're starting to see more and more teams go with the opener and using bullpen games in the postseason.
Russell Dorsey on 670 The Score. The Score.
We love talking to Russ Dorsey, and we do so right now. He is the National Baseball Insider at Yahoo Sports. He's an insider and analyst for MLB Network and Friday Night Baseball at Apple TV+. He's a friend of the station, and he joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He's at Russ_Dorsey1 on Twitter, and he's doing a lot of work on Instagram. Russ, I like the new videos you're creating, talking about decisions that are made in the playoffs and why, and, well, that Brewers and Cubs game. You have a prediction, and your prediction actually hit. Brewers in five are now going to the NLCS. The Cubs season is over.
So here's the thing, Layla, and it's great being on with you guys. A couple things. Number one, you guys using my TikToks in open now? That's funny.
We're
also
supporting
the world,
you.
We're trying to welcome you. It's the world we live in. It's the world we live in now, where you kind of just have to do all this different stuff. Engagement is king. Number two, when I was wrong about the Padres series, Robbie made sure to have my incorrect prediction in the open. But he seems to have forgotten my correct prediction.
Yeah, the file got corrupted.
One.
Sorry, Russ. Don't know what happened there.
Classic Robbie. Uh-huh. Trust me, I've been dealing with this all year.
A likely story. But yeah, guys, like I think I would like to say that I'm some genius or something, but I just looked at the series and said, hey, two teams that know each other, they're gonna be momentum swings. We saw momentum swings from both sides, and ultimately the Milwaukee Brewers were the ones that came up on the right end of it. But an extremely entertaining series, and now the Brewers will face off against the Los Angeles Dodgers for a chance to go to the World Series starting tonight.
Russ, I wonder if you see this NLCS as just kind of the juxtaposition of two teams built in violently different ways. And if the Brewers winning this could have some type of chasm effect across all of baseball, or if that even matters at this point.
It's definitely something that I thought about, you know, going into this series. And it's actually something that I've been thinking about how to ask Dodgers president of baseball operations, Andrew Friedman, about a little bit later when we talk to him. But yeah, I think you have the classic David versus Goliath matchup in baseball, with the highest payroll in the game and the smallest market, honestly, in baseball in the Milwaukee Brewers. And two teams that have become regulars in the postseason that have done it in completely different ways, have had to do it in completely different ways. And I think this series will have shockwaves one way or another. I actually saw Jeff Passan write about that today. And I think it's true. And I think it you look at the series and there's no way you can't think about the economic implications of this series and what it would have on baseball. But no, I think that's something people should have in the back of their minds. Obviously, enjoy the baseball part, enjoy the entertainment part, but also like the implications that this series could have in the future is also very present.
I'd like the Cubs to be one of those teams that we talk about when it comes to economics. And Russ, I'm looking at the Cubs starting staff next year. Yeah, yeah,
exactly, Russ. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Okay. So I feel really good about the starting staff next year. Justin Steele, Cade Horton, Matthew Boyd, hopefully Shota Imanaga, Jameson Taillon. That's solid. What changes do you think the Cubs consider with their lineup, with their offense?
It's a good question, Groats. I would let's say the easy one would be the removal of Kyle Tucker, not because I don't think he's a good player. It's just I just don't see him coming back to the Chicago Cubs.
Right.
So that's one. You have to find a way to fill that spot, whether you do that internally or externally, remains to be seen. But let's just say you go with one of your kids, whether it's Owen Casey or Kevin Alcantara, that's a lot of production you lose. I know people weren't happy with Kyle Tucker at the end, but when things were going right, he was a big part of it. And so you have to figure out a way to get that production. I also think you have to be realistic about your expectations for Pete Crow Armstrong going into next season, because you can't assume that you're going to get the first half Pete Crow Armstrong, and that has to go into your calculations as well. So I don't know, Mark, honestly, to be honest with you, because I don't know of the pieces that they have currently under contract, unless you're talking about getting creative and moving a guy, I don't know who that would be, but that seems like the only way that you can really change what you do outside of allowing one of your young prospects to finally get regular playing time.
Or like, you know, like Shaw. I mean, I understand he's a rookie, like the up and down. We talked a little bit about Hap. And Layla, I think you brought it up, same thing that Russ just brought up. Like, I think PCA is a really good major league player, but you gotta be on the lookout.
He has to adjust.
Yeah.
The league has made an adjustment to him. In order for the Cubs to even have a prayer of avoiding having to sign a major slugger like Kyle Tucker, and this is a prayer. I'm not even saying, like, this should not be the plan. But PCA has to adjust to how the league has adjusted to him. Like, that needs to be one of the biggest offseason objectives for the team outside of acquiring talent.
Yeah, I think I look at Pete Crow Armstrong. I think overall, and I know I have talked a lot about PCA struggles. I think when he looks back on this season, he should have a lot of things that he is proud of in terms of establishing himself as a player in the big leagues. And he's going to win a gold glove in center field. That's an accomplishment. I think you saw him, even in the postseason, make a lot of plays that very few center fielders in Major League Baseball make, outside of Seydon Rafaela in Boston, who I believe is the best center fielder in the game right now. Those two dudes are amazing, but I think there are some things Pete will look back on and say, man, like, I got exposed in really big moments. And that's part of what other teams get paid to do, right? Like, other teams are really smart. Other teams have research and data and R&D guys and video guys that say, this is the hole in Pete Crow Armstrong's swing. And if you can execute pitches, that's how you get them out. And that happened a lot in the second half, and that happened a lot in the postseason. So the sign of a good baseball player is the guys who can make adjustments once the league's adjust to them. And we'll find out, you know, what adjustments Pete is going to make in 2026.
I just think when I look at guys who could be available, you go after, if you're not going to keep Kyle Tucker, take that money that you, the AAV of that money. And you got to look at guys like an Alex Bregman again, even though they got outbid by two teams last offseason, but also Kyle Schwarber, Pete Alonso, just get guys. And once you get guys, then you can figure it out. Is that a bad way of doing it? Because the depth or lack thereof for the Cubs this season from a positional standpoint was so daunting to me. I feel like that's something that they could do and be like, all right, Craig, here's better players than you had in Milwaukee. Go cook.
I understand your point. I don't think it necessarily works that way all the time, where it's like, all right, we'll just get the good players and then figure it out later. I think you kind of want to have an idea of how the puzzle pieces are going to fit. But I do think you missed on Alex Bregman the first time.
Right.
If I'm Jed, I'm on the phone with Scott Boras today and saying, hey, man, let's run it back and see if we can make something work the second time around. And that might cost them more money this time because they weren't able to do it the first time. But who knows? Like, maybe Alex Bregman opts out anyway and you're in this spot. But I think that's a call you definitely have to make again. I look at the Pete Alonso thing, and I think Pete's a good player. I think you have a fantastic first baseman in Michael Busch that has turned into a better hitter than I ever thought he would be. Like, when they acquired him, I thought, okay, he's a high floor guy, hits for a decent average, commands the strike zone, has a little bit of pop in there. But I didn't see a guy hitting 34 home runs and being the force in at the top and middle of that lineup that he's become. And so,
no, rest. I'm talking about DH, though, for when I said Alonso. I wasn't talking about first base. Yes, Michael Busch, first base, you're good. But I'm saying go get guys to just help so you can plug in a different DH versus a left-handed, right-handed, pinch hitting, cool, late in games. All
you
of
still
that.
Have your you have to move somebody then, because yeah, now that DH spot that you've been using on, say, Suzuki, now
say
becomes
can play right
crowded.
Field for all I care.
And then you would move those prospects for more open help, starter,
yes,
like, okay.
Where are you going to fit Schwarber? How is Schwarber going to fit into all this?
I'm not saying you're going to hit on all these guys.
Catcher!
That's it.
I'm not saying you're going to hit on all these guys. I'm saying go after everyone, see what you can get. Like, I think they had a very specific plan last year, and that's why it failed when they traded Cody Bellinger too soon and, oh, we'll do this and do that. No. No, have guys.
Okay. Yeah, I don't hate, once again, I don't hate your point. I just think you got to be a little bit more calculated in how the pieces are going to fit. Like, you can't just say, I'm going to get good players. Like, that's everybody's plan. But good players have good options too, right? Like, I think people are going to love the idea of bringing Kyle Schwarber back to Chicago. But I think there are a lot of places that could use a Kyle Schwarber that are probably more attractive when you're talking about the ballpark and the fit and everything there and how Kyle has turned into one of the elite power hitters of this generation away from Wrigley Field. And so I don't know if, you know, you're looking at, and people love to tell me this year how Wrigley Field played in terms of power and all that. Free agents look at that too. And they say, if I'm a 50 homer guy and I had the best power year of my career, I don't know if I necessarily want to go back to Clark and Addison where that number maybe drops to, you know, 30, you know?
I'm glad you brought that up, Russ, because that was a big part of the season, just overall, when it came to the understanding of what was happening at Wrigley. Like, that wind blew in more than it blew out. And unfortunately, that does affect people's money.
Should. It absolutely should. Where do you think Schwarber is going to go? Do you think he goes back to Philly? I don't think he's coming to the Cubs. I think that even beyond the ballpark stuff, I mean, they non-tendered this guy. He moved on because the Cubs basically discarded him. It would take a lot, I think, to get him back to Wrigley, I think. Is it gonna be the usual, like the Dodgers? Like he would look real good in a Yankees uniform. I mean, they did call him Babe Ruth when he first came up with the Cubs.
Can I say something gross about the whole non-tender thing?
Yeah.
I know it pisses Cubs fans off that he got non-tendered and then it turned into this version of Kyle Schwarber. I talked to Kyle the year after, you know, he got non-tendered and he was like, hey man, they gave me every opportunity and I didn't turn into the player they thought I would be.
Interesting.
And sometimes you get with the right people in the right situations and maybe you hear the same thing from a different person and then it clicks. Like, there's no guarantee that Kyle Schwarber turns into this version of himself if he stays with the Chicago Cubs. Like, look at all those guys that
left
Chicago. It didn't really go well.
I'm so glad.
So for Kyle, he turned into the better version of himself away from Chicago.
You know what?
It's not to say that he wouldn't come back, and I think guys are open-minded and saying, hey, it's a different situation. I'm a different guy, so you never know. But, like, I know that the Cubs still hold Kyle in high regard. And I think Kyle has a lot of respect for the Cubs in that same vein. But, look, I think as a guy who is going to be 35, I believe, in Kyle Schwarber, and you're getting – this is going to be the last big deal that you do of your career – you probably want to be very sure of the place that you're going to spend.
Well,
the next
he's only 32. I want to make sure we get the 32 age thing right.
No, said, man.
It's still going to be the last big deal of his career.
Yep.
Because of the type of player that Kyle is. And I still think Kyle is going to be a fantastic player 3 or 4 years from now. But you got to be very strategic if you're him of where you decide to spend the next 3 to 4 years.
The nuance is great there, Russ, and I've tried to tell people versions of that before. All of the Cubs, all of that team, there's a reason why it had to be broken up, because it stopped working, and it stopped working for Kyle Schwarber as well.
It stopped working once those guys left, too.
So, no, you're right. You're right, Kyle Schwarber. Rizzo for a little while, and not Baez now, but your point is well taken.
Well, cool. Thank you. As long as you understand.
Yes. Yeah, I do. It also sounds like a dude who moved on and moved on well. Russ Dorsey, thank you so much for taking the time. Well, let's do this again sometime. Feels like it might be an exciting couple CSs that we've got ahead of us.
We miss you, Russ.
Yeah, don't give me this whole, Ray, I know you're listening. Don't cut me off now.
Wow.
Like, now that the Cubs got knocked out and y'all just want to talk about the Bears.
Dump them.
Theo Benedict started to left out, and you don't want to talk to your friend Russ anymore. Like, who was here on those lonely days in August when the Cubs office wasn't going well? Your boy. And don't cut me off now that Ben Johnson is making funnies in pressers.
I think
sounds
he's saying,
good to me.
Robbie, don't treat him like a side team.
Don't treat me like a side, man.
Yeah.
You are my sad.
Oh my God.
That is crazy. And I don't like the voice of Jeezy.
Wow.
You know what?
Russ,
we're going to have you on to talk this through. That sounds like a conversation we need to have on air in front of everybody.
Shot in the dark. You want to go see a movie with Robbie sometime?
No. Oh, okay. Dude, Russ, come on. I'm open. Both my pieces are out.
No.
What?
No.
All right. I've been in this segment before we get in trouble.
I need to.
Get out of here.
Russ Dorsey has been suspended. He's been suspended.
All right, I got to cut us off before we all get too crazy here. We need jobs. I don't know about you guys, but we need jobs.
Jobs are good.
No, what we need is that machine.
Oh, meatballs. You need
that machine.
Apparently, the meatball machine was plentiful. Robbie?
The meatball machine had some good ones, and I think if you like music, I think the people delivered. So those music fans out there.
Oh, do I got to get XRT going here? What's going on?
I would like to hear Hozier. Hozier? How do you say it?
Hozier. I think it's Hozier.
I don't know.
Hozier. Oh, are you trying to overpronounce Hozier?
No, I don't know. I genuinely just don't know.
Okay.
I like
Here's the Lumineers.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
All right, so Meatball Machine is next here on, by the way, yes, indeed, it is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric football game day presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Let's do the Meatball Machine next on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheem Harris and Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
We got a lot of Cubs calls, and then we realized people might have some things to say in places we hadn't looked. So then we looked to the meatball machine, and lo and behold, there were meatballs in the machine. Let's go get them.
About those Cubbies. They had a pretty damn good year. They need to spend some money. Okay, thanks. I'm Rick from Valparaiso, Indiana. You guys do a great job. Keep up the good work.
Wait, what is his name from Indiana?
It's like Bob Dylan.
Rick.
Rick?
What an artist.
Damn, that's a good harmonica, Rick. Nicely done.
Captured my feelings, to tell you that.
We need to use that more often. We also need to use Recorder of Bear Down more often, because that was birthed on of my show with me. Recorder Bear Down?
Yeah, but isn't that sad, though? Isn't it sad, Recorder? Isn't that when the Bears lose?
Yeah.
So we don't want to hear that.
You play it when the Bears are bad.
No.
But we haven't played it when the Bears are bad. We didn't even play it after the 52-point Lions game.
Oh, well, let's not think about wanting to play the sad Bears music, Layla.
No, I mean, the sad harmonica was pretty good. Wow.
It was.
Nicely done, Rick. And you're right. They do need to spend some money.
Nice job, Rick.
Meatball.
Take this team and shove it. I ain't watching them no more. Couldn't hit with runners on base, and that's why they couldn't score. Don't you try to tell me they are better than before. Take this team and shove it. I ain't watching them no more. Hey, y'all have a good day now. And wait till next year, Cubs fans, right? Okay. See ya.
Good job, Ryan Porth. Good job.
See ya. That was also very good. What's happening on this? Did it just somehow magically get more musical? What's going on here?
If you thought we were done with the music, we are not.
For it's 1, 2, 3 home runs with 2 outs at the old ball game. Let's not score some runs with runners at first and second with nobody out. I'm in a bad place.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker, say Suzuki, and Ian Happ.
Sixth inning.
Yeah.
Sixth inning will haunt us. That was also very good. Holy moly.
This sounded like Robbie, actually. That actually did sound like Robbie.
Very 3M.
A little bit.
I don't think
it's not the
either.
Meatball machine. It's the musical meatball machine.
I love it. I love it when people sing.
Also, my voice is much better than that guy. Not to flex.
Wow.
I did show choir. All right, here we go.
I'm just
very competitive.
I'm trying not to be all ragey and angry like I was the last time I came on and talked about Skull. You know, Kyle Tucker taking that memory with him, but what a hell of a year. Jed Hoyer really did a lot with the very little that he did in some ways, and did a lot more than people will give him credit for, myself included. He's built a good enough team to win at home in the playoffs, but they can't really do much on the road. And I don't know if that's a matter of experience, a matter of better pitching, a matter of more timely hitting. It's probably a combination. But whatever, they need to come back next year, and they need to go for it, because building a team good enough to make the playoffs is fine. They need to be good enough to win the league.
Thanks, Meatball.
He's right. That was Northside 5 on Twitch. What's up, Northside 5? Nicely done.
3-1 at home.
If people forgot, this is what he said last week.
Hey, Kyle Tucker. Hope you enjoyed your 1 year here. Hope you're going to carry this memory of getting skull by the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yep, there you go.
Did we edit that enough? Because I definitely knew what
he
said.
Yeah, we edited it. Yeah,
by the way, that's a strong phrase. I might have to use that the next time I'm really angry
or
really
passionate. What phrase is that?
Whoa.
I can't say it, right? You're trying to get me fired now?
No. I just don't want you to defecate on your microphone.
That's such a nasty word.
All right, I'm cutting us off again before everybody gets in trouble.
That's a meatball machine. Thank you, Cubs fans.
Defecate. You think you're doing something. You think you're using a better word when you say that, but defecate is a nasty word.
It's a more violent word.
It is.
Yeah, it just sounds. It's you just know the mental picture.
Yeah, what's worse, me talking about Nor'easters or him talking about defecate?
You are excited about a storm that you should not be excited
about. Look outside. It's dark. We're feeling the effects of a nor'easter.
All I had to say to him is, how would you like it if Dave's pillow was flooded and ruined because of a storm? And then you understood.
She played the Dave card.
According to the Weather Channel app, there's a 15% chance of rain over the next 3 hours, a 15% chance of rain. That's according to the Weather Channel app. I just thought I would throw that in there.
Dave is an only cat with an only dad, and he's just a baby. And you would use his name like that, Layla.
Yeah, it's called training empathy.
Okay,
where,
I'll try to be more
sometimes
empathetic.
Sometimes a person who has no empathy, you have to say, well, what if this happened to you? And then they think about it.
And it's not as hilarious.
use a meatball machine after tomorrow's or tonight's game, so do that.
Yes.
Call into the meatball machine with your harmonicas and your voices and your thoughts.
Let's not get carried away with the songs, though. They got to be good. We can't have bad.
Are you saying those weren't good?
No, they were good. Great. I'm just saying, I don't want to open the floodgates for a bunch of bad songs.
Well, we've got a whole filter back there.
I want your
if you're bad, you're not coming on. I'm the judge.
I want your bad
I'm the
songs.
Captain now.
Here comes the judge.
I love bad dancing, and I love bad singing.
Okay. It's very easy. You go to the Odyssey app. Go to the Odyssey app, click 670 The Score, right next to Listen Live, leave a voice message. You hit that button, leave us the message.
Bring me your bad songs. We'll be the judge of them.
That's right. Fine. I've been outvoted.
And then you just pet Dave and make
love
sure
you,
he's
clown.
Okay.
And feed Dave, too, but not too much, because then he'll be fat.
Hey, cats just need to be fed, a little bit of playtime, and a lot of sleep. That's really it.
That's all of us.
That's true.
Dave is us.
I have never known somebody that sleeps 17 hours a day like my cat does.
I wish I could.
Isn't that neat? Wouldn't that be fun?
I'd be so happy. No, yeah, I know. Twitch says, be careful what you ask for. There are some weird fans out there. Keep it clean. But just sing some stuff if you want. I don't care. Get creative. Who cares? Lawrence and Matt Spiegel are next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.